are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, September the 5th. And today, revisiting a chat with George Blaha. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and Associated Press, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast this offseason. Today, we are going to talk about who should take the last shot in games for the Pistons, some interesting numbers that I came across while scouring the net for some content this summer. We're also going to look back and replay a chat we had last summer with George Blaha, the voice of the Detroit Pistons. One of my thrills from doing this podcast was talking to George about the old times. I ran into him on Tuesday in Michigan State and said hi to him there, and we are going to replay that interview we had with him last summer just because I just thought it was a good one. We got a lot of new listeners here to the Locked On Pistons podcast, and I figured that you guys might want to revisit that one. And if not, if you've heard it and you don't want to hear it again, then just check back with us next week as we'll get back into more current and more live type of podcast action for you. But give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Now, apologies again for a little bit of the dated content with replaying of the George Blaha interview. I've scoured the internet, looked for topics to talk about, just lots of crickets out there. Going to try to get that biggest Pistons fan in the world contest going next week, but you know how the summer goes. Things just kind of come and go. I'm at Allen Park all day most days, and then Michigan State sometimes, Ann Arbor on Saturdays. So you know how things kind of go during football season, but promise that the Locked On Pistons podcast will get my full attention as the season gets kind of cranked up here very soon. Check the Reddit subreddit, check the blogs, check Detroit Bad Boys, Piston Powered, Pals Pistons, checked in with Rod, checked in with Vince. Not a lot going on the internet out there. We'll pass along that there is an interesting app that I downloaded that the Free Press and the News put together through Gannett, my former employer. It's called Pistons Extra. I downloaded that. It looks like that they'll have all of Vince and Rod's articles from the Free Press and the News, and I guess my articles from the news as well, kind of pop up with all the Pistons stuff in there. You can get notifications to your phone as well, so a little plug to download the Pistons Extra app as we get ready for the season. The Athletic, I checked them out as my scouring of information, found an interesting article that we're going to talk about a little bit today. Zach Harper, a national NBA writer for The Athletic who does some good stuff for them, did an article about where each NBA team should go, where they do go, and where they shouldn't go with their last shot. They put the formula together about hero shots, which are defined by Zach Harper by shots to tie or take the lead in the final 30 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime periods. Found that these shots had about a success rate of 29.8%, as you might imagine. Just a tougher situation, tougher defense, and a lot of pulling up from jump shots that maybe you shouldn't do there. But it's found that the Pistons has gone through the numbers that they will go to Blake Griffin 20 times last season. The Detroit Pistons found themselves in a hero shot situation, according to the article. And 8 of those times, they trusted Griffin to take that shot. And Zach goes on to say that when you look at the roster, it makes sense. The next part of the article, he talked about where they should go, and he maintains that that's probably Griffin. Blake has gone 6-for-16 in hero moments over the last two seasons. That's 37.5%. And for his career, he's shooting 34.4% on 29 attempts. The next question was, where shouldn't they go? And most Pistons fans know that that is absolutely Reggie Jackson. He may be the worst in the league coming through in these moments, according to Zach Harper. He went on to detail a layup that Reggie made on October 28th, 2015, with 17 seconds left against Utah to put the Pistons up for good. Went to 2-0 on that 2015-16 season that night. And since then, Jackson has missed 20 straight such shots. And for the last 9 seasons, Reggie Jackson is 2 of 29 in the last 30 seconds on go-ahead or tying shots in the fourth quarter or overtime, 6.8%. Now, another option that Zach Harper threw out there in this article was either Derrick Rose or Markieff Morris. Rose was asked to do a lot of that last season for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He went just 2 of 9 in those attempts, but at least he's a guy who can get his shot off, as Harper points out. And for the last nine seasons, Derrick Rose has a 29.7% rate, which is just about normal, and 47 attempts at that time. Obviously, we know that Derrick Rose has become a much different player with all the injuries that he's stacked up over the years. Meanwhile, Markieff Morris has only taken 18 in that time of these fewer hero attempts, but he's made six of them. So he is able to knock down one-third of those attempts. So a small sample size for Markieff Morris, but could be a guy who's an option at the end of the games for Detroit Pistons. So what do you guys think about that? Blake Griffin taking the shots, Reggie Jackson definitely not taking the shots, and maybe getting Derrick Rose on the court instead of Reggie Jackson, and then also looking at guys like Markieff Morris as a possible option. I would imagine that Andre Drummond's role out there would only be as a rebounder, and then maybe you want to spread the floor, get a shooter like Luke Kennard out there, someone who hasn't had, you know, nearly the reps that would dictate that he either deserves or doesn't deserve these shots. Maybe he's the kind of guy you would want in end-of-game situations to be out there too. I thought that was an interesting article, worth a read at theathletic.com. And as always, we encourage you guys to check out The Athletic, not a partner or a sponsor or anything like that, but just if you're a hardcore sports fan and you're into good sports content and good sports journalism, check out The Athletic. But speaking of good things that you should check out, anything that you are craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery for all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. Again, that's Postmates. Use code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Also wanted to give a quick plug out to the NFL Crossover Wednesdays that are going on. I just listened to Matt Derry and Bo, the guy who does the Locked On Cardinals episode. Easy, digestible pieces on what to expect from Sunday's game, the Lions and the Cardinals. Crossover Wednesday, that's every week. They're going to do the joint podcast between the opponents that are coming up that weekend. So check that out. Find your favorite team wherever you get your podcast, and be sure not to miss the NFL listeners' favorite segment. Up next, we're going to play the interview from last August with George Blaha, the legendary voice of the Detroit Pistons. Enjoyed speaking to him back then. And that's up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
And joining me on the line now here on Locked On Pistons is a Michigan icon and legend in the game of basketball. Just finished, I believe, season number 42 as the voice of the Detroit Pistons, the voice of Michigan State football as well. George Blaha, thanks for taking the time to join us here on Locked On Pistons.
Happy to join you, Matt. How's things going for you?
Really good, really good. I'm back here in the Motor City myself as of a couple weeks ago, and trying to get things together for the season for our coverage here on Locked On Pistons. But how do you stay busy? You know, you're such a whirlwind of activity during the fall, especially with both of your sports going on, and then the winter with the Pistons. What's the summers like for George?
Well, I get out of town. We have a lake house in northern Michigan. I think it's, you know, northern Michigan is one of the nicest areas in America, especially in the summertime. And I do an awful lot of charity appearances in the summer. I try to keep most of my charity appearances for the off season, because, you know, you can put more into it when you're not distracted by games and so forth. So it's been good that way.
Now, George, you joined the Pistons back in 1976, back in the Cobo Arena days. When you think about the late 1970s, the pre-Isaiah Thomas days, what are some of the first memories that come back to you when you think about Cobo Arena in those days?
Well, great fans. I always have called them aficionados. They really, really understood the game and loved the game. It was clearly their game, their favorite sport. We didn't have tons of fans, but the fans that we had there were very, very knowledgeable and very, very supportive in their own way. If they saw something they didn't like, they let you know. But when they saw something they liked, they really let you know. And obviously the towering figure that stands out in those days was Bob Lanier. The great Dave Bing had been traded away before that season, but I've obviously had a chance to broadcast games that Dave played in for Washington and for the Boston Celtics, and I've gotten to know him over the years. He's a great friend of mine, as is Bob Lanier. But unfortunately, I never got to broadcast games when Dave Bing actually played for the Pistons. But Bob was an awesome player and a great guy. And his presence was amazing in my early days with the Pistons.
Now, coming up as a kid, we hear all the stories about some of the broadcasters that used to call games that they'd watch or see in person, kind of practicing for those big moments. What were you like as a young man getting ready for your break into what would become your Pistons career?
Well, I, as a young man growing up in the middle of the state of Iowa, listened to a lot of different broadcasters. I don't know, maybe it's because of the open fields out there, but you know, I could hear baseball broadcasts from all over the country. I enjoyed listening to Mel Allen and Russ Hodges and even Red Barber and those guys in New York, and along with a young Vin Scully and Bob Prince broadcast the Pirate games. Harry Carey was broadcasting St. Louis Cardinal games. And, you know, you heard Jack Brickhouse do the Chicago Cubs, and on it goes. But I also, in my early days, heard they had regional telecast broadcasts of NFL games. And Van Patrick, who at one time broadcast the Tigers and later on made a big, big name for himself as the voice of the Lions, was huge at that time. And he later broadcast Notre Dame football. And Ray Scott, the voice of the Packers, I thought was terrific. And in terms of the NBA, you couldn't be an NBA fan and not listen to Chick Hearn's Laker games and Johnny Most's Boston Celtic games. And Bill King was a great announcer for the Golden State Warriors, I thought. And there were a lot of guys doing a great job on games when I was young. And then when I started into broadcasting, Johnny Most, for instance, was still there, and so was Chick.
And you mentioned some of the big names in sports broadcasting there, and as Pistons fans, we'll throw you right on that list there of guys who have influenced sports fans over the last couple decades. Now, with the Pistons, Isaiah comes through, the Bad Boys come through, win a couple of titles, all the fights we remember, the battles with Michael Jordan. But from being behind the scenes with that group as much as you were, was it as crazy a mix of big personalities as it seemed from the outside with the Bad Boys?
Well, I would say this. I could list at least four or five guys who could have been the captain of that team. There were some strong personalities, intelligent guys who were driven, who were students of the game, and yet Isaiah was the captain of that team. So that tells you all you need to know about Isaiah. He was amazing, one of the best players, pound for pound, to ever play the game, and one of the toughest to ever play the game, if not the toughest, and a great, great competitor. But he had a lot of help on those Bad Boy teams, and those that group of guys and that era was, I think, maybe the most remarkable in Detroit sports history, because the entire population seemed to identify with that group, even if they weren't basketball fans. They felt like those guys represented Detroit in the way they wanted to be represented. They didn't back down from anybody, and they eventually ruled the world of pro basketball.
Now, George, I hate to put you on the spot, and maybe this is a little bit of an unfair question, but is there a player over all your years with the Pistons that you'd call maybe your favorite player to watch and call games of, or is there maybe an unheralded Piston out there that stands out to you that maybe didn't get his due, or that you liked his game a little bit over the years?
Well, that probably is too tough to call, but I will just say this. Vinnie Johnson gave the Pistons more than I think people even realize, because he could have been an all-star elsewhere. He could have averaged, you know, 20 a game elsewhere and been thought of as an even greater player than fans remember him as being, had he been in a place where he could start. But Chuck Daly always said one of the most important things that ever happened to the Bad Boys was Vinny coming off the bench so that they could get Joe Dumars on the court. And that's very, very difficult to have your number called every night and be expected to produce instant offense. We had George Trapp back in the Cobo days, who we called Instant Heat, and he did a great job of doing that. But Vinny was one of the best I've ever seen at coming off the bench and just exploding. He didn't explode every night, but he was a smart player, tough-minded player. He could play either shooting guard or point guard. He made a contribution every time he stepped on the court.
Talking here with George Blaha, member of the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame and voice of the Detroit Pistons as well. George, some of your famous phrases that we recount, and as we're watching the Pistons games, count that baby in a foul for three and it's through. Call them three-pointers, triples, which is into the lexicon. Whenever I write articles, I'll throw that in there sometimes. Sometimes editors say, hey, nobody outside of Michigan calls three-pointers triples. So, but do you have a favorite of those or moments to remember kind of one getting onto a radio telecast or on the TV and thinking that that should stay, or maybe some that you've kicked out of your lexicon over the years?
Well, you know, when I first started broadcasting games in the NBA, I don't know if people understand how fast the NBA game is, but when I first started broadcasting in the NBA, I realized that I was going to have to do one of two things, either talk a lot faster or be more brief and more descriptive in my descriptions. And, you know, so some things like a high glasser helped me get it said that a guy just shot a jump shot off the backboard. So and where off the glass the shot went. So some of those things, I'm happy that I happened upon them. And when I used them and I thought about it after the game, I said maybe I should stick with that because it'll help me describe things and move on to the next play. And that's where almost all of that came from. I think the one thing that I may have half stolen was from Harry Carey when he broadcast the St. Louis Cardinals in his glory days on KMOX in St. Louis. He became, you know, legendary broadcasting first the White Sox and then the Cubs in Chicago. But as a young man, he was a, in my opinion, a brilliant baseball broadcaster. And, when everybody else would say the traditional way of calling balls and strikes, the count is 0-2, no balls and two strikes, he would say two strikes and nothing. And for some reason, that always jumped out at me. And I remembered the count better when Harry would do that. And so I stumbled upon 3-12 to play in the third. I thought it helped you understand in a big hurry how much time was left, and drew a little bit of attention to it without taking away from what's going on the court. So that one worked out well for me also.
Huge thanks to George Blaha, the voice of the Detroit Pistons, for taking the time to join us last summer. We're going to play part two of that. We'll come up with some fresh content for the first segment on Friday, but that's what we're going to do there. And again, look for some good new stuff coming next week as we get through the summer here. We're about a month away from training camp at Michigan State University, and Piston season will be here before you know it. It's already turning into fall, more chill in the air at night here in Southeast Michigan, and football is starting in earnest this weekend with the NFL getting going, and along with Michigan and Michigan State playing bigger games as the season goes along here. So it's an exciting time for sports fans, and I want to thank you guys for sticking with us throughout the summer. Again, it's about a month away from training camp. I can feel it. Basketball is coming relatively soon, and we'll talk plenty of Pistons basketball here in the next few weeks. So thanks for listening. This is your host, Matt Shook, of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Saying, talk to you guys soon.